you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big party show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big party show. Big party show. Big party show.
Here's your Channel 94.1 news update with Molly on the Big Party Morning Show.
Nation once again in mourning. Flags are going to be lowered across the country. Another mass shooting at a school, this time a small town in Texas. As of now, 19 children and two teachers were killed by an 18-year-old gunman.
Terrible news. Yeah, terrible yesterday. Yesterday just sucked altogether hearing this.
Everybody's that went just down. Numb. And the people on socials, you know, that mainly the post is about their own children.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's going in and tucking their kids in.
Because you have that moment. I mean, you know, when it's an elementary school, when you see the little faces, I mean, because they're mostly third and fourth graders.
They're little guys, little girls.
And, you know, for me, my daughter is a fourth grader. So I can't help but go to that place mm-hmm. when you think like.
I can imagine. I guess I can't imagine because I don't have children. But I can't imagine how hard and that whole community has taken it. Oh, my God, what a story.
That's Matthew McConaughey's hometown.
Yes.
Oh, it is? Little town.
Wow, that's just awful.
So the nation's going to be dealing with this. I mean, this is basically going to be taking up all the oxygen.
Sure.
I mean, a lot of people want to process. I mean, you even have, you know, Zelensky, who is over in Ukraine fighting a war, and even he's putting out a statement like, our thoughts are with, you know, the Americans and the loss of life in Texas. I mean, it's like, wow, when you've got a guy who is dealing with, you know, a major
with war.
Yeah.
This is an example. People need to be good to each other, right?
Yes.
Agreed.
I don't know how you can't be.
I mean, these marginalized people, though, mm-hmm. this is where some of this comes from.
Yeah.
The mental health is going to definitely be a conversation moving forward. But, you know, this was the deadliest school shooting in Texas's history. So for a state like that, this is going to be a long time healing. Abbott Nutrition is restarting their Michigan plant. So looks like we're going to have formula back on shelves, hopefully sooner rather than later. They're going to open up next weekend, June 4th. And then the new formula is expected to be ready for purchase as soon as June 20th. But this was the big production house that like got shuttered because of a recall. And then we've got another shipment coming in today from Germany, and that's going to be going straight to shelves. So hopefully parents are going to be start feeling a little sigh of relief when that hunt for formula. World Health Organization is giving us some sort of good news about the monkeypox.
Yeah.
You know,
I saw that they're trying to put panic aside. Yeah. It's kind of hard when the news media is throwing it out there. All right, so it's not contagious like COVID. In order for you to catch it, you have to be near somebody very close for a long time.
Yeah, like families.
Yeah, like close.
Yeah, but then they were also talking about getting spread by sex.
You're yes.
Like, well, which is it?
That must
it
be
said
close.
Spread by sex and then avoid gatherings. It's like, we would consider sex is pretty close. It's hard to do that from across the room.
Yes.
I was talking to my sister yesterday because she was saying something about monkeypox. Because my sister is one of those WebMD people where she's like, I think I've got that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you're like, do you? Did you go to a sex rave in Europe that you didn't tell me about? Because apparently that's how you get monkeypox.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, remember how that COVID started? Mm-hmm. Same deal. Just
everyone's like, I don't know.
So now what, there are 8 cases spread around the United States now? Is that the
deal?
Yes. Okay.
But the World Health Organization was saying that the outbreak can be contained. So, like, unlike a COVID where, you know, you're like, it's respiratory, it just goes everywhere. This is something
where... Yeah, it's not going to be a pandemic.
No, it's not going to be.
Everybody believes everything. Like, anyone would know.
Right. Right?
It's like, whatever.
Who? Who?
Who? It is wine day. I did not realize that until I got in and pulled up the
Fitting
the
that it's on a Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
A Wednesday. Wednesday.
Oh, that's a cute one.
I should see if there's any wine in this.
Go over to Spirit World and celebrate Wednesday.
I love wines. I'll drink some wines. I think we should be drinking a wine during the show anyway.
Today for sure.
They absolutely, the folks in Spirit World, Elzuri and Lori and them, said they would bring over.
Okay. I might be too early now.
And let us sample.
Ooh.
Today would be the day.
Yes.
Well, I think we got to give them a little notice, but maybe we'll have to go to them.
Fine. Okay.
But you can go over there and party stand up with me. You can sit up at the you can belly up at 2 different bars.
Yep, yep. And they also have like a little meeting room that you can go to and hang out there as well. It's a cool place. If you haven't been to Spirit World, you got to go visit that thing.
Yeah, it's got a party room you can rent.
Yeah, so.
It's a neat little.
Wednesday. What are we supposed to do? Drink wine, apparently.
Yeah, red, white, rosé.
What kind of weather is this wine?
This has been red wine weather for me.
Okay.
I've had to switch back in. It's like switching out your closet.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, I guess I need my sweaters back.
Because white wine is for summerish.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just, it yesterday
was not a
white wine.
I mean, you put red in the fridge. You know, you're not going to put a Cab or Merlot in the fridge, but you usually put whites.
Whites in the fridge.
Chill them.
Cold.
Yeah. Better for
warm wine.
It just
wine.
Didn't seem like,
wine.
And also looking out the window, that's a red wine glass kind of situation. The way it looks outside, you're not going to be sipping on, this is me, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
This is, like, I'm not going to be sipping on a rosé.
Do you guys drink white wine with ice?
Yes, sometimes.
Okay, all right.
Ooh, Rio Nudi on ice. It's so nice.
So nice.
When I went through my wine phase, I'd drink white wine in the summer just because it was good. But I always put it on in a glass of ice, and I just thought to myself, I'm doing this wrong. I'm moving to something else.
I mean, I wouldn't do it to a really nice bottle, but like my drink stuff that I just have at the house. Like,
well, it probably doesn't survive long in the glass. I mean, if you're going to let it sit in the sun, that ice is going to melt, and you're just going to water it down. But if you're at the level
it's like
you guzzle.
Water. Yeah.
The wine hardly has time to even experience the ice.
I've gone through so many different alcohol phases.
Well, you're
got a problem,
Eddie. No, but you're open. You're open. It's been a journey.
Oh,
and I appreciate
God.
The fact that, like, I mean, I'm pretty boring. I pretty much stick to wine.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of, like, what season it is that what I'm drinking.
Well, when we're at Zach's wedding reception from Brickway, him and Jenny, I was drinking gin and tonics.
Ooh, oh, yeah, yeah.
And the sweet Wylene, the wife, kept pouring vodka seltzer in it with it. So I was drinking vodka, gin, and tonics.
It was like an alcohol orgy. He's polyamorous when it comes to drinking.
And it was delicious.
He's like, I'm insatiable. I'll drink anything here.
And everything.
Put it all in a cup. What is this, a college party? People just bring a bottle and put it in a trash can.
Yeah, swamp juice. You throw
That's what it was.
You throw a shoe at the bottom
You're
of
like,
it.
Whatever, man.
She just kept pouring it in. I don't know why she was doing that. But.
Have you tried the High Noons?
Yeah, she likes those.
I thought of her because
she drinks
had
that. Quirk is her thing now.
Okay.
She's graduated from White Claw to Quirk. It's a Boulevard seltzer.
All right. My thing now is the Topo Chico seltzer. It was a crime of opportunity. They had it at Costco. And so, you know, I bought a pallet of it because that's how they sold it.
We got a bunch
it.
In the fridge.
Yeah. Ooh, let's do it now. Listen to me.
There's Topo Chico in there.
The Topo Chico hard seltzer?
Yeah.
Or just, okay, because.
No, they brought us cases.
Yeah.
Did they really?
Molly, you should come to my place. We have, so Wylene likes to sample to find her next thing. And so she'll get, you know, so 12 packs or 6 packs or whatever. So she'll try one. And the next note, we have, like, 100 different brands in a fridge just sitting there that she doesn't like. I'm like, let's have a seltzer party. Lord.
Well, it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. So if you want to do something nice for your heart, watch less television. Some researchers in the UK are trying to crack the code. Coronary heart disease is one of the world's leading causes of death. So, like, they're always trying to figure out, like, how can we be heart healthier? And they say reducing the time that you're sedentary watching television.
Sedentary is a killer.
Yes.
This did really seem like the Duh Institute. Right?
I know. But it's like they said to less than an hour a day. I'm like, well, that's just never happening.
Yeah, I don't
less
know.
Less than
who
an
that
hour a day
is.
Of television? Who That's are those people?
Someone who works all the time, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'm sure the ability to some scientists should go out there and track this. The pairing of the ability to DVR, meaning to delay television viewing gratification to whenever you want it, and the rise of heart disease and obesity in America. Because back when television was in prime time, you only got one shot at it. The window was from 7 p.m. until, what, 10?
Yeah, 10 o'clock. And then it shut up at midnight.
Relatively smaller window to find a show you liked, and you had to watch it, and it was here and gone. Now we can sit there and DVR it. Really, DVR doesn't exist as much, but now you just stream it.
Yeah.
Where people sit up all night. Remember, TV ended at, like, midnight, and they'd play the national anthem, and then...
go to bed! And then that's when the ghosts would show up.
Yeah.
They're here! Because you'd wake up in front of the TV. Well, like, how old are these people?
I'm 95 years old.
I remember when they had the eagle soaring and it was black and white. Yes.
Yeah, people spend way too much time
Think of
on
that,
TV.
That there was a time when there wasn't enough content.
Isn't that so
And that's how Johnny Carson got famous. Johnny Carson is from Nebraska, and he started his television career here in Omaha, and the bit was live TV had just started, and they could throw him out in front of the camera, and he could just fill hours.
Wow.
There wasn't him pausing and writing a sketch. He'd be like, okay, ta-da, punchline. Okay, so what else? Follow me over here. Like, he could fill hours of literal raw TV because there was no content. He was like the original content creator.
Man, 1 hour, huh?
Less than an hour a day could prevent 1 in 9 cases of heart disease.
I think we need to get to that Black Mirror episode on Netflix. Ironically.
Where you have to
exercise for it.
You have to pedal to get through the commercials. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're going to watch pop-up ads. But if you want to watch good TV that's free, you just have to pedal your exercise bike. I thought that was a really cool episode.
It was very cool.
I've tried to do this thing where there are only shows that I'll allow myself to watch when I'm on the treadmill. Like,
treadmill.
Well, that's the thing, is that now that...
No shows you like, right?
Exactly. So when there's a show hole, I just go ahead and turn into Jabba the Hutt.
It's hard to listen, though, right? Don't you hear the foam?
No, because I have those good headphones. Like, I don't have ear... I have, like, the over-the-ear kind. Yeah, noise canceling.
You look like an athlete going through an airport.
As I speed walk.
Or Princess Leia.
Or giant. I got TV shows I only watch from the toilet.
Oh, really?
And that's everything.
All right, stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
I want to feel old today. We're going to do it right now. 45 years ago today, Star Wars hit the theaters. 45 years ago. Oh, my God. I had no idea. Think about what's gone on since then, the Star Wars franchise. It was Memorial Day weekend, 45 years ago on the 25th that it came out.
Really?
And they didn't think it was going to take off, and people started sleeping outside of theaters to watch this movie in the theater. Not just one time, but multiple times.
Oh, absolutely. And we should give tribute with the timing. Is over the weekend, one of the designers, original guys, passed away.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that. Of the X-Wing and the
TIE Fighter. And the
Really? That's the
Death
coolest
Star.
Ship, but really?
He built the model.
Oh, my.
So, I mean, think of those early heady days where anyone who worked on Star Wars thought this was a B movie that no one was going to see, probably a C movie.
Yeah, that's what they thought.
And that you've got creative George Lucas, who I'm sure has artist renderings, but he's like, you get to create it.
Yeah.
It's a spaceship, and it'll be the good spaceship. And then there's like the bad one, and create it. And then there'll be like, I don't know, a giant basketball or something. Go create it. And he came back with those. I mean, we all played with that X-Wing as a kid and the TIE Fighter. Those were like the most favorite toys you ever had.
To this day, the TIE Fighter. Really? I didn't
so
know that.
So hopefully he lived a great life. He was 90 years old. His name was Colin Cantwell, and he was an artist designer.
Okay, wow. I didn't know. That's sad, but no, 90 years old is a good
like,
life.
Iconic,
you know?
Gig,
it's a celebration.
Yeah.
I'd never heard his name, right? He's one of the...
Yeah. I mean, thanks to him, we have all of these
different
things, ships that, like, are now...
I mean, that's what made the movie work, because that was the special effects, was the models.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I believe, the B-team. So why Lucas is shooting scenes with human actors like Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia. Remember, Darth Vader's voice didn't sound like that. That was added later. So like,
and
Lucas is constantly saying, no, it'll work. I'm going to add it later. Everyone's
like
this
movie's
terrible.
Yes.
And then the B team is working day and night to run cameras over models.
Mm-hmm.
They were just going to the hobby store and buying every model they could and just glomming them together to make these sequences and then flying the camera over. And that was the cutting edge special effects. That was Industrial Light and Magic.
Well, God, look at what it's created since then. Jeez, they're going to have a big, giant celebration of some sort in California today. C-3PO is going to be there. That guy. It's just going to be insane.
I mean, what that movie did to Hollywood, it's the blockbuster. Isn't that the original blockbuster?
Oh, I mean, that just the merchandising alone. I mean, that changed the game as far as, I mean, everybody kind of had that, you know, there was always some sort of tie-in, whether it be dolls or, you know, whatever kind of stuff. But this was fully marketed where it was like from nuts to bolts, everything must go, like you could have it. Like, here's a ship. You can buy it. You can buy the sand guys. You can buy whatever.
Remember, the company was Kenner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Kenner, that's
because
right.
I think Lucas went to Mattel. That was the company we all played toys with and said, hey, I'm giving you, they don't do rights like this now. I think he was like, give us 10%. You get to keep 90. This movie's called Star Wars, and Mattel's like, pass. And they handed it to Kenner. I mean, and they made millions.
45
And I think
years
Mattel
ago.
Spent the rest of their career trying to make up for that. I think that's why they did like He-Man and stuff.
Masters of the Universe.
Start taking everything.
Oh, it's a huge industry that all got created because of Star Wars. You had to have the toys out before the movie, so the kids wanted to see the movie because you had the toy. And then all those tie-ins with like Burger King and McDonald's where you got the cup.
Yes.
You got
yes.
the limited edition. You slap the movie on everything.
Yeah. Even on record, I remember... You know, my family having the record. It's a record of the movie.
Oh, really?
And we would just play it and reenact all the scenes in the living
album.
Room. It was mostly the fight between Darth Vader and Obi-Wan. My brother and I would be doing that wearing our
bathrobes.
The hell we're wearing.
Your mom's like, take my robe off.
It really did change. Bathrobes were never the same.
Bathrobes.
You're right.
There was a blue bathrobe that me and my brother fought over for the rest of our young lives. I wanted to wear it when I was Obi-Wan Kenobi or Conan the Barbarian.
Okay.
And Mike wanted to wear it pretending he was one of the guys in the band Rush.
Okay.
Totally different purposes. One robe.
It was when Rush wore the kimonos.
Yes,
he'd put it on
this.
And he'd stand on his bed and be playing air guitar with his headphones in.
Oh, those stop it. He's like, please
times,
stop talking about
that's
this.
For sure.
Right. Where's the blue robe? I want to play Rock Band. And I'd be like,
well, I want to play Star Wars.
And your 45. Mom's like, you both are losers.
No, that was Jill. She's like, loser.
Do the Chewbacca. I can't do Chewbacca. Yeah, see, I love it.
Laugh it up, first ball.
I love it.
I mean, it's crazy. Like, they didn't know what if that movie didn't take off?
I know, and they didn't put it in theaters. Just the story behind it, you'll see it all today, is pretty incredible how, like you said, they didn't think this thing was even going to do anything. And to see people camping outside of a movie theater, when's the last time you saw that?
Right.
Yeah, it's
and
nuts.
And like, now we've seen all the stuff with The Mandalorian.
That's all of that.
Boba Fett was only on screen in what, Empire?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For a second.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The camera pans past the bounty hunters, and Darth Vader's like, don't use your blaster this time to Boba Fett.
Yeah,
and then they said that they would do fan meetings or parades, and they would break out the Boba Fett costume, which
people
no one
crazy.
Kids would go crazy.
For whatever reason.
I thought because it was cool. He looked like an armored knight, right? That helmet.
When does the Obi-Wan hit Disney.
That's this weekend,
I think. It is this weekend.
I think it's this Friday.
Oh, so it's totally fitting.
Oh, I'm sure that they didn't miss a beat. But yeah, I believe it's this Friday that it starts streaming on Disney Plus.
It's summer blockbuster season now where people really can go back to theaters. You got Top Gun. There's the Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park comes out June 10th. It's the countdown's on. My nephew, Conroy, is like obsessed.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah,
he's excited to see it.
Oh, he's so excited. He's so excited.
It's coming. Summer right around the corner. All right, we got celebrity news coming up next with Mahmood.
Cardi B helping out Playboy. Gonna give him some, I don't know what.
Some booty?
Okay, that's next. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Good morning. Celebrity news. We do have Luminaire tickets up for grabs about 8:20 this morning. They'll be in at the CHI in August. That'll be here in a blink. All right. What's up, Molly?
Cardi B is helping Playboy make money, and it has absolutely nothing to do with her taking her clothes off. It's her mind, not her body.
So what do you mean, though?
She's the first creative director in residence, and since she's been helming things, they have seen a 63% uptick in profit. Like, she just knows what's needed. She knows what guys want. She's a huge fan of the brand.
Playboy. I don't know anyone who's read a Playboy magazine, though.
I don't either.
Do they print it?
No, it's online now. That's the whole thing, is that it's like, because they were one of the magazines that went completely digital and sort of shuttered things. But
I don't know where they live, though. Where does it go? Like,
I don't know. I mean, I would see Playboy, and honestly, it is one of those things where they really did have good articles. They really did have good interviews.
That was always the joke. You said, I buy it for the articles.
But if you look at it, historically speaking, like, Playboy would get some of the best writers. I mean, you know, you've got J.D. Salinger or Steinbeck and all these people who wrote for them.
It says here she helped launch the centerfold program that allows people to express themselves freely and unfiltered.
By doing a centerfold.
Yeah. So it's unfiltered. It's just, hey, you look, this is how you look. Gross. I mean, that's for me, but yeah.
Isn't it porn? Like, I know a guy in town who opened a bar, and this was a while ago, but Playboy used to be seen as pseudo-iconic, however controversial. And so he, in the bar, had a wall full of classic Playboy covers.
Cool.
He got so many complaints from women, said, that's absolutely disgusting. I'll never come in this place again, and took it down.
Oh.
I mean, it's generational. Some people are like, that's Me Too stuff.
Yeah, I can see.
Well, the
that.
Stories yeah, now that are coming out about Hugh Hefner don't sound great. I mean, wasn't there just that documentary not that long ago, and it wasn't
it's still out. Yeah.
On A&E.
Yeah, about, like, behind the scenes, like, what happened. I mean,
I don't want to go behind those scenes.
I know.
I'll stay in the front.
Like, I don't want to know what happened. They're like, the grotto. I'm like, stop talking. Nobody wants
to know the grotto.
Well, they used
to
sell the grotto like it was like, ooh, behind the scenes. And now it's like, call the cops. This is a crime scene. Everybody else.
The DNA. Think about the groundskeeper after a party who's just like, they don't pay me enough.
I hope he shamed people on Saturdays.
So
and Sundays when they're all waking up and crawling out by the pool.
Gross.
And he's using the pool skimmer. Really? Really?
Gross.
I'm fine.
Everybody's got sunglasses on. They're all hungover. He's skimming out the underwear and bathing suits. And
do you know Jeff how many asked me condoms yesterday. I've had to fish out of the pool filter today?
Jeff asked me yesterday if I've ever been in one of those pools that's like a swim-up pool, but it's smaller.
In Vegas.
Swim-up bar. Yeah. The only one I've been to... that isn't huge was the one in the Ozarks.
And but you've been in the deal where you're sharing the same pool with like 200 people or 100 people.
Yes.
We've all seen the Vegas shot. You're nuts to butts.
Yeah.
Water's warm.
Living your best life. Everybody's got a great body. But the water's oily.
Yeah.
It's milky.
Yeah.
It's gross. That's urine.
That's sunscreen.
Mixed with urine.
It's coconut oil and urine.
I mean, you're like, all these guys have been drinking for hours. No one has got out of the pool.
You're wondering, like, why isn't there a line to the restroom? I can just go there immediately.
Men's room, no line. Ladies room, line. Ladies at least get out.
Yes.
Sometimes.
What?
For the most part, they get out.
Yeah.
My husband is like blown away by the fact that my son gets out of the pool. Like my son will be like, hey, I'll be right back. I got to go to the bathroom. Peter's like, wow. It's just.
I'm good like, habit good. To keep.
Amber Heard and Jason Momoa apparently did not have good chemistry. So yesterday was another exciting day.
In Aquaman. Yeah.
Sorry. Did not have chemistry in the movie. And so it was like a concern on account of the fact that like, you know, the whole point is that they're love interests in the movie. But yes, today will be another day in the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial. And today Kate Moss takes the stand.
But the other headline I said yesterday, read yesterday was about that Jason Momoa fought to keep her in the movie.
Why would...
I mean, that was one of the other big headlines, like Vanity Fair had. Jason Momoa allegedly fought to keep Amber Heard in Aquaman 2. So regardless of their chemistry, they were saying
obviously
don't paint them like enemies, right?
Also, I don't think they wanted to... I mean, if you're cutting someone out of the character of a movie, then that could...
That he's fought
ruin
to save
the movie.
Her job, but he might be looking out for the bottom line of the
right.
movie. But
yes, that's what I would
that
think.
That he's fought to keep her in, right? Because they're trying to
just
snip,
a nice
snip,
guy.
Snip
just,
yeah, maybe that just shows nice that Jason's guy. A good guy.
Like, he it's seems like, yeah. like it. He yeah. seems like he would be. All right, 938-9400. Again, Luminaire tickets up for grabs, 8 o'clock hour. We got some news updates coming at you next.
College grads, it's 'tis the season. But what is waiting for them in the job market? Find out what they're Google searching.
Show. Here's your Channel 94.1 news update with Molly on the Big Party Morning Show.
Flags across the country are going to be flying lowered after the mass shooting that happened in Texas yesterday at a grade school there. 19 children were murdered and two teachers, third and fourth graders. An 18-year-old gunman was killed at the scene.
That's terrible news. Tragedy in Texas. We'll be seeing it everywhere today. Our thoughts go, of course, to the family. Never know who's related to those families either that could run locally as well.
Yes.
You know, so.
So that's where we need leadership, man. We need leaders to step up, right? Mm-hmm. Protect these kids.
I mean, you see this story and I mean, you wonder like in the case of like those teachers, you know, they might have been the ones stepping in to protect their students, you know? I mean, so as we hear more details.
It was border guards that responded. Isn't that crazy? It's so close to the border.
Oh, I didn't realize.
That's Matthew McConaughey's hometown when he was little.
Border
Patrol. It's a really small town. So the border patrol is the ones that responded.
I just can't believe that happened.
The FBI is saying that active shooter incidents have risen nearly 52% mm-hmm. in the last year and 96% from 2017 to 2021. So COVID definitely has done a number. I mean, I think what you're going to be hearing a lot about is mental health.
Isolation, all that stuff.
What it does.
What was the story yesterday that they were saying kids, what was it, 8, 10 and up need to be evaluated? They were saying like every kid needs
anxiety
an
is a big issue. CNN's Absolutely. Been running a story and it's like how to find markers that your kids have anxiety. And, you know, we all have friends that work in the healthcare industry and it's interesting to talk to people like a friend of mine works with children. And she's like, I can't believe the number of people that, you know, reach out that these kids need somebody to talk to. I mean, so anybody who's thinking about going to school for like therapy, you know, like to be a certified social worker, like by all
we
means.
We need to get these kids to summer,
mm-hmm.
right? Get them out, get them.
Yeah, that was a sad thing also yesterday is that this was, school's over Thursday, tomorrow. All right, I'm not going to sadden this room up anymore. I mean, it's
well, I mean, you
can't.
No, like, I mean,
geez. You can't. I mean, everybody's heart is broken.
Walmart is expanding drone delivery service.
To where? Where are they doing it anyway?
They've been testing it out in different areas like Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Virginia. And they're going to use drones to carry up to 10 pounds of goods to customers for like a $4 delivery fee. Doesn't seem that crazy. I mean, but think about it. Like basically you could have like prescription by drone. at some point.
Yeah, but can you really imagine drones flying over Omaha, right? With like power lines and stuff.
I think it'd be a mess.
I'm like maybe three blocks, well, kind of across the street. There's a Walmart. It's, you know, within football throw. I guess that would be ideal, right? You know, but I...
Because you don't want to get out of your chair.
I guess.
Right across
the across the street. I think the thing to look for this summer is these flying cars will be pretty cool. The tech that's there.
Oh, it's pretty cool. Yeah. As soon as they figure out the...
these e-copters, yeah. And they call them EVTOLs.
Mm-hmm.
They're like doing EVTOL rides.
Yeah, that would be
cool. The industry's just trying to prove its safety, but they work.
Where are they?
They're all over the place. But the point is, it's not just a helicopter blade. It's like, you know, 6 to 8 drone engines, right? Okay. And it just runs on a lithium battery.
That's it. It's cool.
And they're really efficient.
Wow.
And
they already exist. They're happening right now. It's just mm-hmm. they have to be FAA approved.
You need a lane
commercial
for those.
Use. So, like, yeah. In theory, you could have your delivery driver in one of these things. I'm sure they're going to be limited by packages. I don't know how far it goes because the weight that you're carrying.
That's what I was curious about. Like, if it was something where, I mean, family trips. I mean, we're not like Jetsons or something like that. And
we're
I also wonder
yet.
What the Pretty- noise pollution situation will be.
Well,
they're definitely addressing
that.
All of these new things got to be super quiet.
That's the thing.
So they've already checked that box. And they are because it's not a combustion engine.
Right. It's just the blades of the drones sometimes. Like, you can always hear that high pitch.
Some of them. The cheaper ones.
Right. But I'm saying I'm wondering what happens with, like, all these food delivery drones and things like that. Like, is there going to just be that constant buzz in the air? That would drive me absolutely bananas.
In theory, that's got to be quieter than city traffic. Okay. Is what the industry is billing that it will be.
Well, Walmart is charging ahead with their drone delivery service. So they are giving it a whirl. And a lot of Americans think that drones are going to be pretty mainstream by like 2027. They're saying like even like food delivery, the idea of takeout delivered by drone.
I think we're probably going to see some pushback on all this, right?
I don't know.
I mean, if global warming's getting worse, right, and you're trying to deal with it, mm-hmm. isn't there going to have to be a generational pushback that it's just not green to have everything delivered directly to you? It just doesn't work.
Maybe you should just cook at home.
That's probably why the drones are going to step in because, I mean, on my street, I see Amazon and UPS trucks all day long driving by. So
delivering whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, drone delivery, maybe that is more eco-friendly. Maybe that's the answer. It definitely...
That's the solution to us not wanting to leave the house.
I mean, but wouldn't the skies be just darted with these lanes?
That's what I would hate. Like, you think about those futuristic movies like Blade Runner where they've got the, you know, the pathways in the sky.
And it's pathways just, in the sky.
You just see that all the time. Nebraska was named a top 15 state for millennials.
Really?
By none other than Wallet Hub.
Well, how many stories do they put out a week?
they are very busy.
How many cities are there? All right, so what
no,
are we?
States. We states. Are number 11. 11 best state for millennials. The top
Those guys
is
earn their money, don't yeah. they? Jeez.
What do millennials want?
Yeah.
Well, they're saying it, civic engagement. That's one thing. And that they are looking for the unemployment rate, the millennial voter turnout rate, quality of life. Iowa made the top 15. They came in 12th. They're right behind us. But it was like Washington, District of Columbia, Massachusetts, Utah, and Illinois were the top 5 best states for millennials.
You think that they would also want mountains?
I would.
Water.
I know.
They don't think about that till later.
That's why we need that Lake Ashland. Sorry, Ashland. We need whatever that idea, that big lake is.
Water would be great. I know. I was surprised at, Washington State, I get it. Like, you know, Seattle.
Beautiful.
That so pretty. You got mountains and sea. Mm-hmm. You got all sorts of great stuff. But I get millennials have $1 trillion purchasing power. And that is definitely something that is very of interest to communities because they're like, come spend your money here. One of the things that they're looking for when they are done with school is what is that entry job going to pay? College graduates in 2022, looking forward to getting out into the job market because college, well, it sucked. on account of the fact that they were in college during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're just looking forward to the next chapter. And apparently the big Google search is looking for the average salary post-college. It's up 223%.
Well, you guys graduate. Isn't that the normal thing? Isn't that what you do when you graduate? You look for pay?
I didn't. I mean, I didn't graduate looking for like a gig.
Molly went to clown college.
I did. So I got out and they were like, congratulations, you're in debt and you're unemployable.
Honka, honka.
And I was a broadcasting student. Most of my teachers were like, you should change your major. Okay. Do you want to work for a living?
Look what that's done, broadcasting in clown college.
I know. Yeah, look at me now, Mom.
I'm just glad you didn't ever shook that that red nose and that orange hair that you wear every day.
It's the unicycle that's is really impressive.
I do the show on a unicycle.
Especially on a rainy day like today.
Yeah.
It's a tough commute.
Yeah, she's got that tiny little umbrella covered.
The little umbrella.
It's the umbrella hat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Honka, honka. Weega.
All right.
You guys are so kind about me bringing my poodle in who balances a ball on his nose.
Clown college.
I know. My husband loves to point out to the kids, like, your mom went to clown college. I'm like, it wasn't, what?
I mean, there's a lot of programs, though, and some of them are what, secondary universities or community colleges that are offering, like, day one in apprenticeship.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Guaranteed, like, yes. Stick with this program and there's a job at the end of it.
Yeah, Wylene's sister's son went to Metro. He's going to Metro for mechanics, and he got a job, internship-type paid job immediately at the same time that he's learning to be a mechanic. I'm like, dude, finish that because you can work. You can live anywhere. Go down to Florida and live.
I've seen those deals, too, where, like, companies will sponsor your tools.
Mm-hmm.
Which is such a
they pay
big
for
thing.
Your tools.
Yeah, and that's expensive because you've got to have your own tools.
And they'll say, hey, come work for us when you graduate.
Yep. Well, at Clown College, they do that for you there.
No, it's B-Y-O-N, bring your own nose. That is sort of one of the things. I actually did work with somebody who went to legitimate clown college.
Oh, so the clown college is legit. Okay,
like, I thought it was that they actually went to. They do, like Barnum and Bailey, those guys have like a clown college, like a university. And this kid was a very serious clown. He was...
like everyone's in the classroom, there's like... mimes.
Right.
There's rodeo clowns.
Seriously.
And it's serious clowns.
It's a serious business clowning.
Yeah, he's real serious. Like, I'm saving lives. And the mime's like,
I was working at, I was a temp. I was working at, and he was temping at the same place I was. And so we were sitting next to each other and doing data entry. And I'm like, so what do? Like when you're not temping? He's like, I'm working my way through clown college. I was like, oh yeah, me too. He's like, oh, are you interested in... and then I realized that he was talking about, like, actual clown college, and I do not like clowns.
Yeah.
I really have a thing.
I understand why people are weird up with clowns.
Just don't enjoy them.
Have you ever seen a clown driving to their gig?
Yes, Jeff. I was just going to say that. I seen one with balloons, and I'm sitting in their car, just... clown looking like
what a
clown.
Sweet person. They're going there between gigs. Maybe they're driving to a birthday party or they're coming from it.
Yes,
they've taken the wig off, but
interested.
They still have the face paint on.
It's great.
Not interested. These are the things that nightmares are made out of.
Only because of those movies.
No,
come
I just
on.
Don't
this
like
is a
the
happy
makeup.
Clown.
I don't like the makeup. I don't like the clown aesthetic. I don't like the colors. I don't like the color palette. I don't like the makeup choices. I don't like the hair. I don't find them funny. They're not entertaining. I think it's weird. I don't know why somebody would want to do that to their body.
Why are you so mean?
No.
Right now, you just made a clown cry.
People are turning on the radio like, this is what's upsetting them today.
Trying to find a place to
play. Sadly enough, a lot of people think you're a clown.
You don't want to get clowns angry at us. You said you were afraid of them. Now you want to make them angry?
Don't make them angry.
You don't want to make me angry, Molly. There's a guy standing in front of his mirror right now.
The sad clown. Hey. Totally going full Joker.
I mean, they've had
yes,
bad,
you watched the Joker.
Yeah, they've had
that's
bad,
exactly what it is.
Between Pennywise and the Joker.
People were mean to the Joker. That's why he became the Joker. He was a clown, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
then he brought then a gun to a party.
And you ran and... You mean
which
you.
Is kind of a no-no.
Huge.
His gun fell out. Yes. Hey. Fell out of his pocket at a children's party.
If you're a clown and you're listening, give us a call, all right? I want Molly to apologize to you.
No,
anyway.
They've already changed to a clown-friendly morning show.
402-938-9400.
Says the big party morning show.
Bunch of clowns. Hang on.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Good morning. Next hour, we're going to give you tickets to the Lumineers. I'm now known as Party the Clown. I just think that there needs to be a local clown. Molly hates clowns, by the way. How did you break down again?
Of him. You're wigged out by him like a lot of people. You're spooked out.
Yeah, I just don't. I find them unsettling. I'm not necessarily, I hate is a strong word. I'm not afraid of them. I don't understand.
Remember, she,
I find them very.
It would put she in tears.
Yeah, well, I remember that. She wouldn't be in the same room. She wouldn't go to a haunted house or anything like that. But if a clown is happy at a party, I guess I just don't. Look at clowns like that. But I've also dressed up as a clown as Halloween. I have all the gear, and I could show up here in just regular attire and clown face.
His problem's the clown.
Problem's the clown. Hansy the clown.
Hansy the clown. He's a problematic clown called Hansy. You're like, well, you then probably don't want to have him at your party.
Farty the clown.
That's every day.
Mm-hmm. So, and I'm looking for a clown to call us, and apparently you're right.
Well, you
Jeff.
Just feel yourself as you're an adult clown. You're not for kids' parties. You don't do balloons, do you, sir? Maybe balloon clown.
I don't do balloons.
No kidding.
Not at all. I can't juggle. I'm a talentless clown. That's sad.
Now you're the crying clown.
Right. Tears of a clown.
I would not get hired unless that was your thing.
That makeup just freaks me out. People who want to put that on their face, like, I just don't get that at all. Like, that paint, the weird grease paint that they put on.
Uh-huh. I thought it's like they're a performer, though.
At the end
of the day, right? The early performers would wear grease paint.
Yeah.
I mean, even thespians.
Right.
I mean, I always put a smile on my face in red.
Yeah, that's creepy. Like, you paint on a smile. How about just be smiling? Why do we have to paint it on? I'm happy. Like, are you? How happy are you? You had to get up and put cream on your face.
All right, so
you're mean.
Let's break down some of the different kinds. The white face clown.
Yeah.
Okay.
The grease paint and the red lipstick.
Yeah, that's one I don't like.
Auguste clown looks like a broke down version of a white face clown. Then there's the tramp.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've seen the tramp.
Sad flower in his ear. He's got the patchwork pants. Again.
Next one, the character clown.
They depict
different occupations or hobbies.
Oh, I'm a doctor.
So he's like or a cop, Keystone cop, but he's a clown.
Waka, 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 waka.
There's the mime.
I don't.
A little bit upper echelon, a little bit Juilliard trained.
I don't like the mime as much.
The mime clown. And then the rodeo clown, which is very, that's legit.
Rodeo clowns don't bother me. Because they actually serve a purpose. Like, they're doing, they have a function.
They
like, they're
sit
helping.
In a giant barrel that's right. Labeled like it's a Coors Light can.
I love it.
And they wait for the crazy bull to throw the man or woman off the bull.
And then they go out and distract, and they're like real.
Hey, over here.
They're real brave, and they're cowboys.
Then there's the creepy clown.
Which scares everybody. That's what gets
all of
everyone.
Them a bad name. That's the one that really leans into it. That's Pennywise. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Maybe has fangs or blood. And then the final one on this Google list is the jester clown. Those are the guys that juggle the bowling pins.
Terrible habit.
You know, they do something. They have skills. I mean, mm-hmm. So there's a clown for all of us.
So this guy that I briefly met who was No. Worked next to him at a job for a week. This is the whole thing, is that part of clown college, it's very serious because you have to, like, your thesis is developing your clown character.
That makes sense.
Like, you have to work on it. So, like, the idea of, at some point, whoever Bozo the Clown was or Ronald McDonald was, at some point, that was just Jeff sitting there thinking, like, what do
what
I
kind
want?
Of clown do what, you want
what
to be?
What kind of clown do I want to be? And then if you're lucky, you land on something and it becomes iconic. And this guy's telling me this. So I'm like, so like you're working on, he's like, yeah, like you have to figure out what kind of makeup you want to use. You got to figure out like what kind of costume.
Sure. Yeah, we can. Yeah.
It's kind of like being a mascot.
Yeah.
I think the more pure application for it would be mascot college or mascot school.
I just didn't realize
people who become like a college mascot, right? I mean, you have to learn your antics outside of the costume.
Yes.
And then you apply it to your art. The clown. Hey, who's this? What's up?
Hey, what's up, party? How you doing, man?
Good, good. Are you a clown?
No, but I wanted to tell you guys about this Wrinkles the Clown. I don't know if you guys have heard of him. My kids are absolutely terrified of him. He's a Craigslist clown that scares kids for a living.
Wrinkles?
And so, like parents hire him to scare their kids?
Yeah. I think there's actually a show out there. Just type in Wrinkles the Clown. And he's got a whole documentary on one of the streaming networks. It's really funny, actually. I think Party'd be the perfect scaring clown.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
Wasn't this the guy that was like showing up in the woods? Remember them? That was a phase. Like,
yeah, that was
pre-COVID,
a phase. Yeah,
where they were scaring people.
Yeah, that was him. That's Wrinkles.
Oh,
my
that
kids
is
are
him.
Absolutely terrifying.
Okay.
Well, he is terrifying looking. I mean, it's like a scarecrow with a painted face. Gross.
Wrinkles the Clown. All right.
Yeah, this would definitely give kids a nightmare.
There's a clown that recently did an event here, and DeGann and I looked him up. We can't seem to remember who it is. It was recent, but the guy juggled and did the falling down. And
he made faces.
He made faces. We want to know who that is, so if
he
anyone knows.
Smart. That's pretty generic, man. You're describing.
Yeah, I don't know that one, guys. Sorry.
Okay. Hey,
Colors
thanks for calling,
clown.
Buddy. Thank
I'm a
you.
Clown. Yeah. Spazzy Jazzy the Clown.
Spazzy Jazzy the
These
Clown?
These are some of the, what I put in Omaha clowns and comes up as entertainers, a little bit of a stretch. And these were the
You're
names.
Making clowns cry.
I think They're it'd be not- fun if there was a day of the year when all rappers,
yeah,
and like DJs who like spit at the club, they all have to dress as clowns.
Clown Day. National Clown Day.
I'm sick
National
that day.
Gangsta Clown Day.
I'm staying in bed.
This got to be a clown day. Well, anyway, you're a clown, call us. But like you said, they've moved to a clown-friendly morning show.
We have hurt them today.
Those very clown-friendly morning shows in this town.
Oh, there's a lot of them. All of them. All right, celebrity news. What's up, Molly?
Harry Styles did an amazing show for the BBC. We've got some audio as he does a cover that's got everybody talking.
All right, we'll get to that also next hour, about 8:20. We're going to hook you up with tickets to the Lumineers.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
All right, so Harry Styles, what did he do? A cover of what?
It's called Wet Dream, and it's got social media going absolutely bananas.
This is the one with the dirty lyrics.
So it's the name of the band is Wet Legs. And apparently he was doing a little selection live at the BBC studios. And doing
oh, this
stuff.
Is that BBC Radio 1.
I love those things.
So do I. Here it is right here, Wet Dreams.
I was in your wet dream, driving in the car. Saw you at the side of the road. There's no one else around you, touching yourself. Touching yourself. Touching yourself. Touching yourself. You see, baby, do you want to come home with me? I've got Buffalo 66 on DVD. Baby, do you want to come home? I've got Buffalo 66 on DVD. Beat me up, count me in. 3, 2, 1, let's begin. Here we go.
So that's Wet Dreams.
Yes, people were very excited.
Buffalo 66, that Vincent Gallo movie, it's weird.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
It's Buffalo 66. Like a vintage, like, but it's got nudes, and I mean, it's
creepy, culty.
Creepy.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's.
Artie's like, add it to my list.
He's like, note to self, mental note.
He's got wet dreams.
Mental note. Yeah,
I'm driving down the street.
Wet dream, driving in the car. Saw you at the side of the road. There's no one else around you, touching yourself. Touching yourself.
All right, there you go.
Party's all fun. So there is a rumor that Rob Kardashian did not want to go to the didn't want to go to the wedding on account of the fact that he wants to stay out of the spotlight. Even though his family is on a reality show and every moment of their life is photographed, apparently Rob is not on board with that kind of living. And so he intentionally didn't go to the Italian wedding of his older sister, Kourtney Kardashian, and Travis Barker. The other thing is that apparently Caitlyn Jenner was not invited. That is why nobody saw Caitlyn there. Wasn't that she intentionally skipped out. She just didn't make the cut.
Why?
I don't know. They wanted to keep it small and intimate, and she just didn't make the cut.
But you can't say that with a straight face. We wanted to keep it small and
how do you do that?
I couldn't invite a parent.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was kind of... Kourtney didn't feel the need to invite her. I was like, all right, weird. Conan O'Brien is getting paid $150 million for a podcast deal. He just signed it with Sirius XM. I just can't even believe that much money. $150 million for Conan O'Brien needs a friend. Apparently, he doesn't need a friend. He needs a banker to go ahead and park his $150 million.
Meanwhile, you know what Caitlyn Jenner was doing? Was at the races. Has what a races? Racing company. Caitlyn Jenner has a racing
like
company.
Like a
Formula
car?
One, yeah.
Oh, really?
Jenner Racing.
That's pretty sweet.
So she was just hanging out at the track. Aerosmith is canceling their summer Vegas shows. Steven Tyler has re-entered rehab. He voluntarily checked himself in after a recent relapse, but I guess they had a whole Vegas residency set up, and that is not going to happen now. Adele fans are super upset with her because she still has yet to rebook the Adele, you know, live.
We ever
going to
find out what happened? What really happened?
I don't know if we'll ever find out.
I think
out.
She just...
She's doing great now, right? Mm-hmm. So what was going on?
I don't know. I mean, they said that, you know, COVID, production issues, all this stuff about, like, it wasn't the look that she wanted, but she was having trouble sort of back and forth with the production as making it Vegas-y.
I heard her screaming and yelling or arguing with her boyfriend, too, or something.
Yeah, there was something about that, but then, you know, they just bought a house together, so I think they're doing okay.
I think so. All right. If you want to go to the Lumineers, we're going to hook you up about 8:20, 8:25, all right? So make sure you stick around. We've got some news updates coming at you.
Biggest grilling weekend, kicking things off. And I guess grill masters are weighing in on the biggest mistake people make.
All right, that's next. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's what's trending on the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Some Texas schools are on high alert today. Campuses in San Antonio banning backpacks after yesterday's horrific shooting just 90 minutes away. A small town in Texas, not far from the U.S. border with Mexico, 19 Texas children were killed and two teachers at an elementary school. The 18-year-old gunman has died. And so now police are obviously investigating. But a lot of people waking up today still dealing
with the sorrow.
Especially
a lot of parents who keep their kids home today.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. But if they're just, you know, kind of have one of those mental health days. For a lot of people, school's out for summer. You know, my cousins, they had their last day yesterday at St. Wenceslaus. So they're done for the year. So there's probably parents that are, like, relieved that they're home. But, yes, for so many others, this is just a lot going on. So Abbott Nutrition is restarting work at the Michigan plant, central to the nationwide baby formula shortage. This was the one that had to get shuttered back in February, and then everything started going off the rails.
I still can't believe that we ended up with a shortage like this.
Yes.
It seems so unnecessary.
Baby formula and just how stressful it would be to be gripping, like, oh gosh, we are getting down to the end. Like, I hope we can find something.
So I feel like I learned a lot about babies and wet nurses and stuff like that during this, because I never knew what we would do before.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. A little learning experience. Today is wine day. It's National Wine Day, so whether you're a fan, you know, just this is a great day to pick up a glass.
Sure it is.
But one of the things that they're saying is better stock up now because glass bottle shortage mm-hmm. means that wine prices could start getting steep. I'm like, well, I'll just bring my wine bottle back and you can just refill it out of a spigot, please.
Yeah, that's what the liquor guy told me. He was like, with tequila bottles, because they're getting bigger.
Okay.
You know, instead of making, you know, a ton of small ones, they're starting to do bigger ones because of the glass shortage. And it's an issue also for whiskey, because you can't put whiskey in a plastic bottle.
No.
You could, I guess, but it's not how that rolls.
It sounds like a country song.
I got a lot solo of them. Cup.
You can't put what? Whiskey
you can't
in
put
a
whiskey in a
bottle?
Plastic bottle. A plastic bottle.
Is it?
Oh, I like that better. You can't put whiskey in a tequila bottle. Yeah.
I wonder if there's some
How
sort of chemical reaction.
You can't put the whiskey back in the bottle.
There you go. I like
Once
that.
Once you drunk it.
So supply chain stuff is what's going to cause materials like cobalt and copper and nickel. Man, Pepsi's Super Bowl halftime show has come to an end, and now the sponsorship is up for grabs. Apparently, that was a paid sponsorship, and Pepsi's done doing it. So now it can be somebody else's NFL halftime show for
so the
Super Bowl.
They did really? The big one with Dr. Dre and Eminem and everything.
Yes, well, that was their last
a beer
one.
Company.
A beer? Be,
like, give it to Budweiser.
Don't give it to that
I don't know if they'll
one.
Do that.
The Bud Light Night.
Yeah, why not?
I like the back I mean, in the days when it was always Bud Light versus Miller Light.
That was good. I know, not so much. It maybe be, that, not GoDaddy, but maybe it could be that the gambling thing that has taken off.
Oh, it probably will be.
Yeah,
I bet be it will. Be a gambler.
Yeah.
It's $25 million to $50 million annually. That's how much the show's rights go for.
Doesn't seem that expensive to make it the DraftKings halftime show.
Right. But, I mean, it would definitely be something where it's like you'd have to be a pretty big company to make it work. Ritz crackers and Oreo cookies are teaming up. This is a sweet and savory treat that I absolutely have to try. It's
so it's Ritz.
Ritz cracker on one side, Oreo cracker on the other, and then the cream filling in the middle.
Like so you're going like to sell sweet, it that way? You got to yes. do it yourself.
No, it's a sell it that way. It's the Ritz-X Oreo treat. Limited edition features one Ritz cracker, one Oreo chocolate wafer sandwiching layers of smooth peanut butter, flavored cream, and original Oreo cream. Yes, please. And thank you. This is going to go like hotcakes in my house. This is going to be like...
Why, you guys are a Ritz Oreo family?
My son really loves Ritz with peanut butter.
Yes.
And my daughter loves Oreos. Okay. And so like now it'd be the perfect combo. You're like, try it. See if we can go ahead and make a monster snack. I mean, this is a total Franken snack. You're putting Ritz and Oreos together. This is crazy. It's also
Franken, Franken snack. This is when you
genius.
Tell them that you made this. You sent this recipe in and then they took your recipe.
Yeah, like take it home, take it out of the box, undo the sleeves and put it in a Ziploc bag.
Sure.
Tell them that you made it.
Please do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will. They'll be surprised because they'll be like, you made something? No, I'm just kidding.
People were posting the easy cheese hack. Have you seen that?
Where is
you
take that what is it? The cracker?
Well, you remember the Ritz cracker comes with all those holes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And there's a hole in the middle.
I saw
the
this.
Cracker. And you take the easy cheese and you jam it through the hole.
Oh.
And then just hit the button. It's
then
so
it goes,
stupid. I mean, you're
goes,
saving really? 1 second. But people were like, mind blown. You know, they'll always do that. Like, we've been eating it wrong.
When's the last time you bought easy cheese?
I've got some in the fridge right now.
Yeah, do you really?
I bought some probably within the last 6 months. I bought some.
Well, mine's probably 2 years old.
Okay. Yeah,
it's got that congealed plug at the top.
Yeah. It's almost like earwax. So was it for a cheese and cracker situation?
Yeah. Mine was for a hot dog.
A hot dog.
Yeah, I want to try it on a hot dog.
Easy
I don't
cheese
know why.
Is like an impulse buy.
Sure
and then
it
if
is.
You have
you
any
walk by
dignity,
it.
It's hard to go back.
So I want to try it on a hot dog is what I wanted to try it on. It was all right. I don't know.
It was in the middle of COVID. It was a coping mechanism for a day.
You're like, buddy, listen. It killed about 5 minutes.
My father used to take that thing and just put it in his mouth and just, you know, the whole up in the air and just spray it in there. I can't do that. That's too much.
With Brown Swagger.
That too. And I love Brown Swagger.
Poor man's pate.
Yeah, it is. That's good.
But no, my son has been shaking me down to buy Easy Cheese.
Why don't you do it? What is wrong with you? Why don't you let this boy live life?
No, are you crazy?
I can't wait to the books that they write about Mommy Dearest.
He's like, can we get some Easy Cheese? And I was like, how do you even know about this? He's like, I saw a commercial.
And it was some Easy Cheese.
And I'm like,
Jeff,
no,
we should
we're
just
not,
send it to him.
We're not getting Easy Cheese.
I'm going to send him to him. Line.
I was like, if you want some cheese and crackers, I can slice you up. We've got some Colby Jack. We've got some cheddar. Do you want sharp, mild?
I feel like we need to do a care package that we can mail it to him.
Just send him to
they're in the military.
Yes. Including scissors so he can cut his own hair.
Peter comes home. He's like, mail call. They're all excited.
I recognize that handwriting. It's from that clown mom works with.
Yeah.
It's my monthly Easy Cheese drop. The biggest grilling weekend is almost upon us. I mean, this was when everybody, if you've been
holding
off.
Thank God it's going to be nice.
Yes. Days. We're so lucky. This rain that we're experiencing now is going to clear up and grills are going to be a-going. But one of the things that grill masters say is the biggest mistake that people make is not getting the temperature right on the grill before they throw the meat on. So I guess there is such a thing as you got to really make sure that the grill is heated up. It takes time, but you want to make sure that you give it plenty of room to be hot.
Get hot.
Sorry. I'm trying to
grilling
words.
For dummies. Yep. Yeah, it's yep. Okay.
Words are hard.
So that's Memorial Day is the number one grill day?
It's like one of the biggest grilling weekends.
Probably that and the 4th.
On account of the fact that people, this is when...
Probably Father's Day too, right?
That'd Father's be in Day there. Would be another one, yeah.
So that's the tip?
The tip is don't... The
make
middle,
sure grill is on and hot.
Well, why don't you give your tip for your chicken lollipops?
Yeah. Ooh, that's good. I cut the round part of that little leg thing and I push it down like a lollipop. And I have these stands for chicken legs that hang up. And so you put it in there and you cook it at 350. It is like a lollipop. It's so juicy. But I use this honey on it.
Mike's that hot honey?
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about the hot honey. Did you have to order it online or find it at the store?
Someone gave it to me. I think you can get it at Hy-Vee or something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
But they're chicken leg lollipops?
Yeah, that's what I call them. We call them chicken pops. Just made some the other day. Otherwise, it's just a leg. What the hell?
It's just food.
Just a leg.
I spent a lot of time talking about chicken today. Yes. I was listening to you talk about the two strips that you like to get at the gas station.
Oh yeah,
the Casey's. Is that the Casey's?
No.
No.
They call your procedure Frenching.
Oh, do they?
Is that a thing?
I guess it must be. I just saw it somewhere and I'm like, I'm gonna do that. It's hard to cut around it though, so I'm thinking that maybe I get
you're
one
cutting
of those...
around at the skinny end of the leg.
Yes.
The you're skinny pulling end. The meat off the bone.
Push it right down to the bottom, and then you hang that baby. I'm telling you, it's the best chicken leg you'll ever eat. Frenching, huh? Okay. It's just hard cutting through all those tendons and stuff.
You're Frenching your chicken.
Yeah,
it does look a little weird, like when the people are manipulating it.
Uh-huh. It's weird. You
it looks
push.
Like that scene in Waiting. Remember where in the kitchen they all have those little tricks you do with the puppetry of your gear?
Yes, you grab around that leg. It's almost like you're choking the chicken.
That's what you're doing.
You are absolutely choking the chicken. Hey, I call it choking the chicken. They call it Frenching.
Chicken lollipops.
Yeah, they're great.
Well, let's talk about grilling.
Mm-hmm.
So this summer, auction house Sotheby's is going to display some of history's most influential tiaras, including the one that Princess Diana wore on her wedding. Apparently, that is unique to her family.
And you can buy it or just go look at it?
No, just go look at it. It hasn't been on display since maybe the 60s. So this is Sotheby's is getting some of the most influential tiaras together for a display in London, and it's all in celebration of the Queen's Jubilee. So.
But they do those crazy auctions, right? Where they bang
Sotheby's,
the gavel.
Mm-hmm.
And
what is it? What is this Jubilee? I guess I'm not familiar with what this is.
It's the whatever year of her sitting on the throne.
It's a yearly thing?
Well, I mean, they do her big celebration, but this is a particular one because I think she's been queen for forever.
Okay. Yeah, because I know there's all these acts that are going to be. That's like a concert, a festival of some sort. It's a jubilee.
It's a jubilee celebration. I mean, I just love the fact that it's called, you know, a jubilee. But yeah, the jubilee is
that's
Queen's
a good word.
Platinum Jubilee Central Weekend.
Okay.
So this, back in February, it became like she became like the longest reigning monarch. The first British monarch to celebrate a platinum jubilee, 70 years of service.
Wow, 70
So that
years?
Is why they're making such a big deal out of it, because it's like never been done, because people don't live that long usually in, you know, history.
Okay.
So 4 days of celebration, that's going to happen, and then they're going to be showing a bunch of crowns and stuff like that.
Who'd she take over for?
Her dad.
What? So she was pretty young? She was
yeah,
like
she was
teen,
really young. He took over
queen.
For the fact that his brother... abdicated the throne to marry a divorcee American woman. And they were like, listen, you can't marry a divorcee and be king of England. And he's like, fine, then I won't be king of England. And they're like, no, but seriously, though, like, you're really not going to want to be king of England. And he's like, no, I really don't want to be king of England.
So he sounds like the current kids. He sounds yeah. like the stuff that Harry does.
It was a huge shakeup. And so that was the thing, is that Queen Elizabeth's dad was just supposed to be Harry. Like, his brother was William. And then all of a sudden they're like, well, it's you now. And he's like, no, I mean, I don't want it. Like, I don't know. And so she's always been very upset because it's her belief that this job killed him. Like, basically, like, it, the worry, the stress of being king of England, which he was never groomed
king.
To do.
King of
like,
England.
Like, ate him alive. And so she always had issue with the uncle. Because
okay.
it's like, you basically left my dad hanging out to dry because you wanted to go sleep with some divorced lady. So that was why it was always a big okay. deal when Charles came and was like, I'm divorced and I want to get married. She's like, really?
Here we go again. Yeah. All right. Lumineers in town in August at the CHI. We got tickets all week. We'll give them to you right now. 402-938-9400.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Good morning. Lumineers are going to be hitting the stage at the CHI in August. And we have your tickets.
Great live band.
Yes, they are.
They love to be live. You know, some bands just got to get them out of the studio.
You know, it's funny because all three of them worked at a restaurant together. And they never, ever expected this to happen to him where this song took off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. The girl in the band, she was a hostess, I believe. So, all right. So we have tickets all week. And this is Rob. Rob, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Good. Can you do an impersonation for me?
I could sure try.
All right. Give me Chewbacca.
It's actually not that bad.
That's pretty good.
Bad.
Today is the Star Wars anniversary.
Yeah, 45 years ago that movie came out and hit the big screen. Memorial Day weekend.
And that's a great movie.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
It's sure maybe what other movies came out. Because some movie got crushed by it, right?
Yes. Because the whole story, I was telling you guys earlier, and they never thought this thing would ever take off. They put it in a movie theater, and next you know, they noticed people were getting in line and sleeping outside of movie theaters just to be able to get in. And then they would turn around and do it again the next day. Repeat. That's probably one of the movies that's been seen so many times. It'd have to be in the top.
You're like, get a life, would you?
Yeah. Right. Well, that's what I was thinking, too. It's like, we're probably more serious people before Star Wars came out.
I know. Back when, you know, people did things like had lives, weren't just
camping
waiting.
Out. Did you ever camp out in line for tickets?
No.
I have not either. I don't. Yeah.
I do remember going to see Empire Strikes Back and being so excited. It was opening weekend, and they put the sold out sign right in front of us.
Oh, really? That's
yeah.
sad.
The guy in front of us was by himself, and they're like, "Are you alone or with a group?" And we're like, "We're a group." And this guy's like, "I'm alone." And they're like, "Okay, you can go in. We have one ticket left, and that's it." And they put the sold out sign. I was okay. like, "Oh my god!"
We saw it at Indian Hills for my birthday. Me and Molly are the same age. And I just remember it was a birthday party and everybody got to go see Empire. and I was still young enough that the people at your birthday party, you don't know them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like your parents pick who your friends are. I remember opening gifts and looking around. I'm like, I don't know any of these people. And then now we piled in a van and went and saw Empire Strikes Back.
They're like, I'll be your friend today if I get it to go see Empire Strikes Back.
That's how it used to go.
Sure thing. Jeff, right? Jeff, is that your name?
Thank Jim.
Hey, Rob, we're going to hook you up with the tickets to the Luminaires, okay?
Awesome.
All right. Have you ever seen them live or anything?
I haven't, no.
Okay. It's a great show.
You're in for a treat. It's a really good show. They're great live.
Good deal. Good deal.
All right. Hold on, buddy, and we'll get you all hooked up. Again, we got tickets all week.
They opened up for you, too, on the Joshua tour.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. I saw them at Soldier Field, and it was kind of crazy because it was like, think about that. Like, you're the opening band.
For you, too.
I know, but like you have to be your own level of wow to be their opening band.
And you liked.
Yeah.
And you liked.
I liked. It was nice.
That's how I'm going to talk from now on.
Thank you, Borat. And you like.
I do like.
And you like. All right. Tomorrow we'll do it again.
He's our Italian waiter.
You like. Like.
Hey, you're
making something nice. You like a Lumineers? You like a YouTube? Oh, maybe you're gonna like.
Oh, yeah. What's coming up in the celebrity news?
Find out what Big Singer is stepping away from the spotlight for a little bit.
Okay, we'll get to that next.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel
941. Celebrity news. What's up, Mo?
Doja Cat is on the cover of Elle magazine talking about how she just wants to disappear for a little while. You know, she recently had surgery on her tonsils. She got, like, really infected, and I think she's just been having a lot of work, and so she's canceled a bunch of her summer festival appearances and says that she just wants to spend a quiet summer.
Oh, and she deserves it.
Yeah, listen to her right here.
Has there been a moment when you wanted to trade in your success or fame for a private life? Yeah. Yes. Yup. Well, no. Not my success. I would trade my fame, maybe, because fame is, I guess fame is useful to success in a way. Is it the same thing in a way? No, it's not. I felt that way, but I like doing what I do, so it's like half and half.
Oh, that's a Doja Cat right there. She's got a sexy voice.
All over the place. Yeah, it was funny because she was talking about how she wants to go to a farmer's market. She's like, I mean, I don't like vegetables, but it just sounds fun going to a farmer's market. Well, yeah, maybe it is, even if you don't like the vegetable shop. Caitlyn Jenner was not invited to Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker's wedding. She was didn't make the cut. They wanted to keep it an intimate affair, and apparently Caitlyn was just a bridge too far. But in a new interview, Caitlyn Jenner is sharing her thoughts about Kim and Kanye's relationship. She said that she really likes Kanye, but that he's a complicated guy and that he wasn't easy to live with. So it's kind of interesting. Like, Caitlyn's always sort of said that Caitlyn and Kanye always got along. But I guess when looking at it, she's like, yeah, but I could see, like, for Kim, it was difficult. And that now she's noticing that Kim Kardashian with Pete Davidson is very happy, seems a lot more carefree. Harry Styles was on a British BBC studio, Radio One. He was playing some hits off of his new album, Harry's House, which is turning out to be a smash success for Mr. Styles. And he also played a cover that got a lot of people on social media pretty excited.
All right, it's called Wet Dream. I was in your wet dream, driving in the car, saw you at the side.
side of the road. There's no one else around you touching yourself, touching yourself, touching your, touching yourself, touching yourself. You see, baby, do you want to come home with me? I've got Buffalo 66 on DVD. So, baby, do you want to come home with me? I've got Buffalo 66 on DVD.
I like this song. Buffalo 66.
I feel like this could be your vegetable cutting music.
All right, let's do it here. Hold on.
You're so easy. They take you for granted.
You like this one? Boyfriends?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Do you feel like your boyfriends have taken you for granted? They
don't know. Yes, Molly, all of them. Including you. So this is new one, Boyfriend, so yeah. All right, good deal.
He's got the new album very much getting a lot of love from the reviewers. I guess
part of the song Boyfriends reminds me of the song Imagine. And the world would be as one. You know, it's got that end piece.
Today is another day in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. This is the final week. We only have like two more days of which to watch this smoking car wreck of a former marriage. Today, an ex-girlfriend is taking the stand. Kate Moss, who was in a relationship with Johnny Depp for years, is apparently going to be defending him today. I mean, I think that she's being called as like a character witness. Amber Heard sort of opened the door on Kate Moss being included because she referenced a rumored fight that happened between Johnny and Kate when they dated. And it was part of the reason why, like, Amber Heard stepped in and got physical with Johnny one time. So now we get to hear all about
how great of a guy he is.
I mean, that wouldn't be hard to listen to. There's a new cast member joining Fast X. This Fast and the Furious film, I think at some point they just need to tell us who's not going to be in it.
Who in Hollywood?
Rita Moreno is going to be playing Vin Diesel's grandmother. I mean, who knew? Family. But he's got a grandmother in this latest installment.
And this is the thing, there was joke about Hollywood starlets, that it sucks that like 1 minute you're playing an actor's girlfriend or wife, love interest, and then a year later you're playing that same actor's mom. But they do that all the time.
You're like, really? Like, you've aged out of being sexy. Gross. Nobody wants to look at you.
So are they currently filming this Fat and Furious?
Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious.
Rita Moreno's West Side Story.
Yes.
She's the original hottie.
Yeah. And she was just in the reboot where, again, like, it was, you know, she was once one of the young actresses in West Side Story and now plays the, you know, wise older person. But I guess it's been her dream forever to, been Vin Diesel's dream forever to work with Rita. So this is his big chance.
All right. My congratulations.
Girly, Vin. One of his co-stars is Jason Momoa, who has been, filming in Italy and apparently hanging out with someone. And one of the things that came up in that Amber Heard trial yesterday was that executives didn't really think that Jason Momoa and Amber Heard had a lot of on-screen chemistry in Aquaman, that was part of the reason why they talked about apparently possibly not including her in the reboot. But then it came out that Jason Momoa actually really did go to town, or go to
and the director, but they wanted to keep her in the movie.
I guess taking her out and replacing her with someone else only on the second Aquaman would not be.
But they did that in Iron Man and they got a lot of flack for it. Remember Terrence Howard got the boot and they put in Don Cheadle and everybody was like, what?
But they're not
going to
go reshoot this. This is just editing her out of the movie.
Yeah, just, I don't know if they've, I mean, it just seems like a lot of effort at this point.
Yeah. All right, 938-9400. That's how you jump into the show. Open mic us on the app, all right? It's right there for your disposal.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 941. Morning Show on Channel
941. And we thank you. Naturally, we thank you. Today's going to be a wet one, and then I think it's going to clear up, so we'll be able to get some baseball in. Some baseball.
So they delayed the morning game?
Yeah, the 9 o'clock game got moved, and then everything just kind of shifted.
So I'm not a crazy baseball fan, but the last time it was down there, last couple of years, because we didn't have the last 2 years, it's the Big Ten Championship. It's at TD Ameritrade now, Charles Schwab. But it is fun baseball, and you get all the experience of the College World Series without the crowd.
That's right. You can go in, sit down, get a beer. You can get a beer, right?
I believe so.
I think you can.
It was 2019 the last time. So
yeah, and then you can get a good seat. What kind of sucks for the College World Series though is that all those seats that used to be general admission, now you got to pay. I mean, you got to pay at the they're ticketed. They're ticketed now, and so people had bought.
You're not a bleacher bum.
No,
you'd buy the book.
No,
like at Rosenblatt, you'd buy the book.
You'd buy the book. Yeah,
PA.
It sucks though because
shoehorn in.
Yeah, because the tickets on the outfield are even. They're like $13, and so when I went to try to buy four of them, they almost all were gone. And then the price—that's the resale thing. And then it was like $50 and up a ticket, and then you add another service fee on that, so now you're paying a lot more money than you would have
normally
paid.
And it was all Ticketmaster, yeah.
Yes, all Ticketmaster.
That's the stuff that I don't like. I just wish that it went through like the regular box office, like before you walk up.
Yeah,
you can just buy them, do whatever. But the Ticketmaster thing, Ticketmaster is just
the fees are stupid.
Yeah. It's
so
crippling.
I was buying them for my stepmother, my sister, and my brother-in-law for my stepmother's birthday, which happens to be on Father's Day. And, I thought I can just get some cheapo tickets. And it was just like, oh, my gosh, this is just stupid.
Because then they charge you a fee on top of every ticket.
Uh-huh.
So even though they're electronic, like it made sense in the day where you're like, we got to print these. I mean, trees aren't free.
There's nothing.
It's just a total scam because it's like all it is it populates on your phone. And because when I bought tickets for us to go see Jim Gaffigan,
mm-hmm.
and it was four tickets for us. And with the price of fees, it was a fifth ticket, basically.
Yeah. It's not, they don't even claim that it's paying for anything. It's just a tax.
No, I mean, it's just on there, like processing fee. You're like, what are you processing? It's an algorithm. I'm doing all of the work. I had to put in my credit card number. I had to put in all my information. Like, there's not a person I'm talking to. I'm sitting at a keyboard.
Yeah.
And in some cases, like, you're literally on your phone doing it. You know, like, you're doing it through the Ticketmaster app. So that's the thing that gets me. It's like, why are there these crazy, because it's not like $3.
No.
I mean, it's a lot of money.
It's almost a quarter of the ticket.
Yeah. Like 20, 30
and
bucks per ticket.
And during these times of high gases.
I mean, bands tried to fight. Pearl Jam tried to fight them in the 90s. It went to like Congress. They had to testify.
Yes.
Ticketmaster's got more lobbyists and senators in their pocket.
It's just sad. That's just a fun ticket for the College World Series and having to pay that much money for the resale thing is just ridiculous.
I'm just curious what Ticketmaster does with all the money.
Are they
want them to show you their car?
Sponsoring
stuff?
They're
like, we bought a really nice car.
No, but you know that it's not like they are paying talent. Like, it doesn't
trickle
back down to the, like, this is just their takeaway. So...
We set up the whole ticket system. We created this, and now we get a piece. Mm-hmm. We created it.
It's ours. Mine.
First
game's
at 5 p.m. Iowa, number 3 Iowa versus number 6 Penn State. And then 10 p.m., that's the 10 p.m. game.
Yeah, 9 or 10.
Or
that
9 p.m.
is
Rutgers versus Purdue.
Wow,
I think Maryland's picked to saying they could go to the College World Series.
Ooh. Okay.
So the morning game tomorrow versus Indiana.
Okay.
And then it's Illinois and Michigan. So there's like a lot of great fans in town.
They are. And then Creighton, their tournament starts this weekend as well. So God bless those guys. Hopefully they can make it through the top of that division and move on. All right, 938-9400. We'll be back. Hang on.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel
94.1. All right, fancy pants. You guys get up, enjoy the day. The games today are going to be 5 o'clock and 9 o'clock, all right? That's the Big Ten baseball tournament.
Down at found Charles Schwab. Might be a good day to get away from the media, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be
hard. This is a tune-out day, for sure.
Taking a game, have a hot dog.
You're going to need to bundle up, though. High 55.
Yeah, and it's still kind of rainy. I mean, it's still kind of icky, misty out there. So even if maybe you don't go to the baseball game, which, you know, it can clear up by later, maybe just spend some quality time with some loved ones.
There you go.
Beer and a hot dog.
Beer and a hot dog sounds good. Maybe some Cheese Whiz on it. Maybe I'll go back to that today. Cheese Whiz hot dog.
So there was a disappointment.
It was, but we got an email. Someone said you got to add something else to it on a pretzel bun. And then
a croissant.
And a croissant bun, and you put it in the fryer, the air fryer, our newest thing. So, all right, bring it out of here. Tomorrow morning, we'll give you more tickets to the Lumineers. You guys have a safe day and do yourself good.
The peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show.